531.
PMN News at 12, ko te paupautanga o te rā. I'm Atutahi Pōtaka News. Pacific ministers are meeting to share strategies to see how they can improve education outcomes in the region. They are meeting in Auckland for the first ever conference of Pacific education ministers. Kalia Strong reports.
Common issues raised this morning include a shortage of teachers, recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, and gender equity. Solomon Islands Minister of Education, Linnell Tanangada, is the first woman to hold the role. She says education for boys was seen as more important in the past, but that's changing, and now they're much closer to equal representation. For the rest of today, ministers will discuss the Pacific Education Report before visiting local schools tomorrow.
The New Zealand Fiji Business Council says Fiji's economic outlook is good. A trade delegation made up of 80 people from Fiji will visit New Zealand this week. Chanda Sen told RNZ that, according to the World Bank, Fiji is recovering from COVID-19 faster than other Pacific nations.
Well, the World Bank just released their report last week, and their conclusion was that Fiji was the fastest recovering economy in the Pacific post-COVID. So the growth is quite phenomenal there. And of course, on the back of tourism, it's a big bounce back. Their numbers are almost getting back to pre-COVID levels.
Electoral districts in Samoa will begin screening prospective applicants for the recognised seasonal employer scheme next month. Officials say screening will ensure that everyone in Samoa has an equal opportunity to apply. Government ministers are reviewing the scheme because of concerns that it leaves Samoa with a shortage of workers. They're also concerned about the exploitation of RSE workers by some employers in New Zealand. Power lines are down and roads are closed in Dunedin as strong winds and rain lash the city. Met Service has advised residents to prepare for possible flooding. A welfare centre has opened in South Dunedin for those affected by weather damage. Finally, Pacific culture, arts and dance will be on display in Rotorua on Saturday. Pasifika is back in Rotorua after a year's hiatus when it was postponed because of COVID-19. Event manager Hannah Teipo says the festival has been a long time coming.
We wanted to make an event like this accessible to our people in the Bay of Plenty. This is open to everybody, but especially our Bay of Plenty community don't really seem to have that many events of this type that celebrate our cultures. The community support for this event has been tremendous, and we are just so happy that we've been able to pick up again and everybody's in better spirits to celebrate our cultures.
That's PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.